T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I can't wait to join the party.
Take a knee, Cordero, please.
Welcome back to the show. This transition is brought to you by your local Ford dealers and Built Ford Tough F-150, the official truck of the Chicago Bears. Peggy and I are pleased to welcome in Mr. Lawrence Holmes. Woo!
I heard you two as I was driving in at the start of the show, and I was enjoying the commentary about trying to watch a game and not being disturbed.
Yeah, because that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't watch games like normal people. I can't just sit there and enjoy a game and laugh and talk through it. Like, you've got to remember things.
Well, especially if you're working the next day, like, there's right. you have to be a little bit on it. So it's not like it's a different experience than if you weren't working, where you could have a couple of drinks and laugh at all the bad takes that are surrounding you and that sort of thing.
Like, I'll do that for the Super Bowl. Like, we host a Super Bowl party, and I'm fine with that. But I have tried, since I stopped covering the Bears on a regular basis, I have tried to go to watch parties, which is, you know, even if it's just at a neighbor's house and for a regular Bears Sunday, and I cannot do it. I'm not a good person to be there. It's either I'm all in or I'm all out.
Your experience of watching the game there... Amen, hallelujah. I'm with you. It's so good on TV. There's almost no reason to go to an NFL game. There's almost no. I know that people have tickets and there is tradition and the tailgating aspect of it. But if from a viewing standpoint, like watching that game without the assistance of television, is impossible.
Yeah. I kept looking up, looking for the replays, you know.
Unless you've got like a really crazy coach. Because when I was at the IU-Michigan game, I spent the entire game just watching Harbaugh stalk around like a lunatic and wave his arms around and jump up and down and scream. And that, to me, was way more entertaining than anything happening on the field.
But you also weren't going to then get on the score and break down IU football.
That is true.
So you
no
were
one's
able
breaking
to...
down IU football.
Well, I mean, they're going to a bowl game. They're a good team this year, right?
They're an okay team.
I mean,
our quarterback
wins.
Got hurt, and it was all downhill from there.
See? But... with the Bears game, especially yesterday, like there's a lot of things that could stand in your way of enjoying it or dissecting it. So you have to kind of choose which one you're going to do. Are you going to sit and enjoy it and just be a part of it? Or are you going to dissect it? Because there's a lot of cool stuff that happened in the game that was worth dissection, I think.
Who do you watch the game with?
Alex, Lance, Olin.
Oh, that's
Matt.
Right. You're at the studio.
Yeah.
So that's different, though, because you're hearing their reactions and they're like what you're seeing. You're getting them to actually give even more in-depth knowledge of what they're seeing it from a player's eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It is like getting a master's degree in football, watching those guys, watching with those guys, because they see stuff. Like, I feel like, and Peggy, you cover the Bears. When it comes to your average person who isn't as invested as even some of the most ardent fans are, we can usually see things happen before they happen. Like, you and I can sit and watch a game and call a holding penalty and be like, oh, well, you know, all that stuff. With these guys, it's happening so quickly where Alex is telling me what defense they were in and what defense they should have been in on a particular play. Or Matt's telling me the route combination and who ran their route at the wrong depth. And they're processing it. Like, it's something that I could probably figure out if you gave me a replay.
Right.
They're processing it as it's happening. And it's amazing. Like, it's an amazing thing to watch games with them because of that. And I'm getting a lot of context, the stories that we covered.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of background.
Oh, yeah.
To stuff.
Remember when this happened and it really was this and it really was. Why, you guys, I'm telling you, that show, you should be recording it. You should be recording your group of guys watching the game and replaying the natural reactions to some things. Because last year, the playoff game was some of the best stuff I have ever seen was the reactions that you guys put on social media.
Oh, the reactions of Parkey? Yes. Yeah, yes. They get mad at me sometimes, but sometimes I like to bring people in by I just start the video.
Oh, man, that I'm telling you, that should be, to watch those guys' reactions during a game would be great.
So we do a thing called the sidecast, okay? So on the Facebook page of NBC Sports Chicago, usually about 5 minutes left in halftime into the third quarter, you can actually look inside the room with us. And it is so worth it. Because we're watching it in real time. We can't show the screen, obviously. But the idea is that you have us on your second screen, that you have the TV up and we're on Facebook. And it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000. And we're commenting on it. And those guys, as things are happening, like their reactions are great. Like what they see and what they say is really, really incredible. And that game yesterday had a little bit of everything for you. Whatever you needed, it had it. It had Mitchell Trubisky playing really well. And the thing that I'm going to spend a lot of time on today on the show, I'm so tired of dogmatic coaches in the NFL. If you know that Mitchell Trubisky struggles against zone defenses.
Well, we talked about this. Yep.
If you know, and I was saying this all last week, he's going to tear them apart because Patricia, the rocket scientist, the literal rocket scientist, hasn't figured out that the way to slow him down is zone. You're showing him a lot of man coverages, he's going to destroy you.
This is a man who the NFL literally dresses him every week, and he still manages to look like he slept in his clothes and then just threw on whatever he had and came to the game. You know, I mean.
It's true. I'm astounded by his stubbornness, and it plays a role into some of the stuff that we have seen with Matt Nagy, where it's like, okay, we get that you want to do some of this zone read stuff with your run game, but maybe I formation and then some play action off of that might be a way to go. And I think that slowly you're kind of chipping away at that, and you're seeing Nagy evolve. The fact that this guy can't look at his film of the two games that Mitch had played against him before this and go, you know what we shouldn't do? We shouldn't play man.
Well, when
we should drop seven.
They've put so much money in the cornerback position. When you have the highest paid cornerback, you know, you're going to say our guy's better than their guy. Go ahead, beat us.
Okay. All right. But there are combination defenses you can play with that.
True.
If you want Slater to follow Allen Robinson around and then you're still dropping six into a zone, fine. But if you're going to go straight man, the one thing that we've seen Trubisky consistently do in his NFL career is be a man beater. And I am just astounded by that lack of foresight and preparation to not do this.
This is the thing that we've spent the last several weeks talking about, right? I mean, remember the Simpsons episode where Homer takes Flanders to Vegas and he has like the program and Homer's like, never question the program. The program is lock solid. I feel like that's Matt Nagy with his offensive scheme. You know, it's like if there's something going wrong, it's not the scheme, it's the player's execution or it's the ref screwing it up or it's whatever. It's not the system. And Matt Patricia is the same way.
But the thing that frustrates me is how do you spend so much time with Bill Belichick, the guy who every week shows, he tailors and says, okay, what does it take to beat this team this week? And he's not married to a particular system. The system that he's married to is, I'm going to do whatever it takes to win this week. How can you spend so much time with that guy and not take one of the best lessons?
There's
from
no
him?
Bill Belichick coaching tree. There's just Bill Belichick. That's it.
Well, don't you think that it's maybe more a lack of respect for Mitch Trubisky that they just think you're not as good as everyone's trying to say that, you know, Lawrence, you're telling us that he's going to carve us apart because his best is against man coverage. He can pick it apart. He can find the mismatch. Okay. They don't believe it. We don't believe you. He's not that good.
But they didn't adjust.
I think it's more of that.
They didn't adjust, you know? I mean,
But if you already have
But they were winning, you guys. They were winning the game. Like, let's not act like the Bears, like,
no.
served it up on a platter. They did not. They were winning.
No, Peggy, you're right. David Blau was really impressive. So this is my role in the stuff that goes on with the football after show. So Wednesday night, you get the word that Blough's starting. I'm like, okay, I remember David Blough a little bit from Purdue. I know that he put up some big numbers, and I'm like looking at tape. And so I send it out to my guys, and I'm like, guys, I'm a little concerned because there are some things that he does well that if the Bears aren't on it, he might hit them for some big plays. And then like we're sitting there and all the guys are like, yeah, we watched the video last night and he's good enough. He's good enough to make some problems for them. And then poof,
11 minutes.
Yards,
right, I know.
Right. 75 yards down the field. And there's David Blough doing his thing. It's the league is crazy. I really like him. I'd love to get you two's opinion on this. I like him as like a developmental quarterback. Like, shouldn't that ideally be the type of guy that you have as your number three quarterback? Ideally.
Are you saying Tyler Bray is not that guy?
Yeah. I'm going to, you know what? I stand by that, Jules. I am going to say right here, right now on the score that I'm confident that after 7 years in the NFL, Tyler Bray's not that guy.
Well, you know what we were saying before the season? Like, Mitch has to figure it out because there's no one else. I mean, it didn't mean it like there's no one else who's as good. I meant like there's literally no one else. I mean, Chase Daniel's there to like teach Mitch the system.
Right.
And Tyler Bray is, I don't even know why he's there.
They're paying Chase Daniel millions of dollars to be a quarterback coach.
Yes. There's a lot of backup quarterbacks, a lot of young guys who have gotten playing time this year who are making the Bears look really bad for their recognition of the quarterback position. I mean, there's a lot of backup. This is like the year of the backups that guys are stepping in and looking pretty darn good. You know, not always winning, but they're looking pretty good. And it keeps shining the spotlight on the Bears' miss when it comes to spotting developmental quarterbacks.
That's right. A quarterback room that doesn't have anyone that you would want with this team going forward.
Long-term. You know what the hell is how they have all the writings on the walls and everything? What do they have in the quarterback room? You know what I mean? They've got like the linebackers have got like Butkus and Urlacher. And so like what's in the quarterback room?
Oh, it's got the most pictures of any room. Sid Luckman.
Luckman and Jay Cutler. and Rex in the Super Bowl. That's
it's,
all
it's
they've
got. It's smoking Jay with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth.
You better believe it. Julie, Peggy, it's great to see you.
You too, buddy.
I miss you all the time. You know that.
Thank you. Happy day after Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving hangover.
Yeah, I'm just going to hang out. I miss you too, Jules.
I have no one to talk about the Watchmen with.
Oh, my God. We're trying to get Tony up to speed, but, you know, today's Tony's
last
day.
No, it's impossible.
He's going to binge it. He's not even going to try and watch it. I would be down for a visit to your show so that we can talk Watchmen.
Let's do that.
All right. Put that on the books. You're listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station. That's Julie DeCaro and Peggy Kaczynski. They are sitting in for Bernstein and McKnight.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.